This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lots of things on the docket in this hour of Good Day Health, including checking in to see if you're ready for the flu season. And if you are, hooray. If you aren't, Dr. Ken, I'm sure, will give you some of his prescriptive ideas. I may throw in one or two of my own. So there, Dr. Ken. All right, a lot of the dozens of stories this week. As usual, Ken is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mydura, Florida, to go through some of the things he studied this week to keep himself educated for his own practice. And he passes along his findings from some of the research for you, including this focus on polio, or at least the polio-like virus that seems to be worrying a lot of people around the country. There have been some incidents of it here in Massachusetts, where I am, I guess down in Florida, where you are, Ken, and elsewhere. So what's the story behind the story? I remember polio affecting the spinal cord. I had a friend as a kid in high school who couldn't move his arms or his legs. That's what happened with polio. And it did strange things to his face, too, as I recall. So what do we have?
Well, Doug, it's called acute flaccid myelitis. It's abbreviated AFM, and if you haven't heard about it, and you probably haven't, you will. Acute flaccid myelitis, AFM. Doug, it's a polio-like virus. It causes partial paralysis. It's affected already hundreds of American children. Fortunately, it's pretty rare, but it was discovered not this year. It was actually discovered in 2014, and strangely, it seems to be coming back every 2 years. We saw it in 2016, and now we're seeing again in 2018. This illness, it begins in August, peaks in October, and tapers off by December. So it sounds a little bit similar to the flu virus. Not exactly. The flu usually goes longer than December, but the cause is unknown, and the treatment is unknown, and there is no vaccine, and most children, unfortunately, do not fully recover. The ones who were affected in 2014, most are still in some way partially paralyzed. So before you panic, which you shouldn't, you want to do the same things that we know how to prevent the flu, and don't go crazy, but just make sure you keep the hands washed and just stay out of the line of fire when everybody's coughing and sneezing, and just the same basic good common sense to prevent the flu through your lifestyle, getting a good strong immune system by healthy eating and sleep and exercise, and just staying out of the line of fire, and don't panic, and just stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more information that we will continuously bring you up to date on this, because this is not going away, and I think we're only going to be hearing, unfortunately, more and more about this.
Mm. Why do you suppose it only gets to children and not adults?
Probably the immune system. There's probably cross immunity. After a while, you live long enough, you fight off all these viruses, and you start building up some immune system, and there's cross effectiveness of the immune system as you get older.
I remember getting the polio vaccine. I remember getting three or four separate shots as a youngster. Now they put all this stuff together in sort of one big thing, or are there more? What actually, when children are vaccinated, the whole controversy about, you know, whether mercury or aluminum, whatever is in some of these vaccines and what it does to children in terms of autism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Putting that aside, what are the things that are in the normal shots that kids get, whether, I've even forgot what age they're supposed to get these?
Oh, boy. So we just covered a zillion things there. You want to go over the schedule or whether you should vaccines?
Like, what did you do with Amanda, your daughter, when time came to get vaccines? What did she get vaccinated for?
Everything that the pediatrician asked me to or recommended that she get. The only thing she didn't get was this. Later on, the women are getting the HPV.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about that, and the decision was made not to, although later on in life she did. But that was the only one that was a difficult decision for everybody. Mm-hmm. But everything else, the standard, you know, the DT, the diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, the hemophilus, all of this I made sure she got. And, you know, autism, there's a report this week, it's consists of over 100 genes involved. And, you know, I think that this is more of a genetic issue and, you know, there may be other things playing a role, but, you know, you see one kid's life taken because they didn't get vaccinated, and it just tears your heart out. And as a physician, I've seen too many kids die because they didn't get vaccinated.
Well, what about the claims of autism and things? That bothers people, too, if you're assigning your child to a life of the degree of problems that are caused by autism, and there seems to be conclusive evidence that it may, in fact, be caused or might be caused by the ingredients of some of these vaccines.
Well, boy, you know, we had a couple of years ago, we had one of the world's experts on, Sean, if you remember, from one of the big children's hospitals.
I do remember.
And in Philadelphia. And, you know, he addressed that, I think, rather eloquently. And, you know, he talked about why some of the studies may show it. And he talked about, you know, the quality of science. And you know, a guy like that puts his whole lifelong reputation on the line when he makes a statement like that. And you know, I see the other side. I see kids who mm-hmm. die needlessly because they don't get vaccinated. And then the problem is that when you put your kid around the other kids, you put so many children at risk. And in order to get everybody safe, there's this collective effort that you need to make to keep everybody safe. So if you don't vaccinate your own kids, you're not only putting your own kids at risk, you're putting everyone else's kids at risk.
Mm-hmm. So it certainly is food for thought. Very controversial thing, and there is a line in the sand. Some people really believe in it, some people really don't.
It's a tough one. I know you know, you get one child who has, in science, there's true unrelated, and that's the problem with this. The kids are taking all these vaccines, and then they suddenly get autism, and you want to so easily associate it with whatever's been taken or done or given. I mean, I deal with this once a day, at least every day, where people want to associate any adverse effect they have in life with any medicine they're taking. And often it's true, but you have to be careful because it's not always true. You may have also had a cookie that day. Did the cookie cause the problem?
No. Cookies are good for you.
Well, you know, that's the difficulty of trying to tweeze
ice cream
this way.
And cookies.
Correlations, you know, the scientists know this. You know, a correlation just tells you nothing about cause and effect.
Right. By the way, when your daughter tells her friends that you're a doctor, what happens under the circumstances? A good doctor, well-known, accomplished physician. Is there any stigma that goes with that, good or bad? Children are usually proud of what their parents do.
Well, I usually have to put them at ease when they meet me. You know, they're just thinking, you know, he must walk on water and you know,
salt water at that.
Right. And the gazing eyes and, you know, then they want to ask me all these questions, and then they even want to tell me how badly they want to be a doctor, what do they do, or how they would never be a doctor and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They're delightful. I love dealing with them and interacting with them.
Sort of a twist on my son, the doctor, my dad, the doctor.
And you know, kids are funny. When they're around you, you know, blah, 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 you know, because it probably just got in the way of me doing something with her, so it's no big deal. But then when they're around their friends, wow, you know, they're so proud. But
your dad is a doctor? Wow, that's awesome. So, speaking of awesome, there's an awesome pillow around that's waiting for you to buy it at MyPillow.com. The perfect pillow. Awesome pillows. A lot of people spend a lot of money on pillows, and it's not a bad thing to spend good money on them, but you got to spend money on a good pillow. My Pillow. I was looking at one of the testimonials from somebody who says, I should have bought these pillows years ago. Sort of reminds me of the radio station owner who said, I should have canceled Amish years ago and put you on. Well, listen, you didn't. It's okay where you are right now. You can take advantage of a lot of the popular pillows that are on sale courtesy of you using the code DJV. If you are uncomfortable, always trying for that perfect spot as you get into bed, break down, you cheapskate. Purchase some My Pillows for your bed and for other people in your home that need to get a good night's rest. Not just you, but everybody deserves a good night's rest. Best night's sleep you'll ever get. I'm betting that's what you'll say after you go online to MyPillow.com, and choose a pillow. Choose one pillow, two pillows, three pillows, four pillows, any pillow. You can duplicate it free. MyPillow.com, code DJV for 50%, or better yet, two for the price of one. DJV is the code at MyPillow.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, let's talk about something else going on this week. There's a drug-resistant salmonella that has hit a number of people across the country. Salmonella, like listeria, E. coli, things that upset your system. So when these people say it's drug-resistant, what does that mean? What have they tried?
When drug resistance means that when you take an antibiotic and try to cure yourself, it's the bug is not sensitive. And that obviously raises some medical concerns. So don't get alarmed, because this is a story where if you know about it, you can protect yourself. And that's why I bring it up. And it's important we know about this. This is out of the CDC this week, that at least 92 people in 29 states have been infected with a drug-resistant strain of salmonella. And raw chicken products appear to be the culprit, Doug.
Ugh.
The CDC thus far has not been able to identify a supplier responsible for the outbreak, and it reaches from Hawaii to Maine. The CDC says laboratory evidence shows raw chicken products from a variety of sources were contaminated with Salmonella infantis. The CDC is not yet advising consumers to stop eating chicken, but urges anyone who does to make sure it is properly cooked.
Cook it! Cook it through and through. Well done. Anything. Fish, meat, chicken,
good
poultry.
Temperature.
Cook it all the way through until it's cooked. Cook it. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're going through some of his research for the past week, as if he doesn't have enough to do with his clinic at Lake Cardiology. They are practicing, working 14, 15, 16 hours a day. You can go see Dr. Ken, find out why everybody likes to go visit with him. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, and their phone number is 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. You're not satisfied with the answers you're getting? You got something crazy and unorthodox to ask him? Help yourself. Go visit him in Florida. Number for the appointment, 352-735-1400. All right, back to our list of the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items this week. The flu last year, 80,000 people died. That's a fairly normal number because old people, the numbers are never really, they don't focus on who the victims are. You know, you hear this one's getting the flu, that one's died of the flu. But in general, every year, tens of thousands of people die of complications of the flu, right?
Actually, this is a very high number, Doug. An estimated 80,000 people died of the flu and its complication in the U.S. last winter. This is according to the CDC reporting this week. That's the disease's highest death toll in at least four decades, and 24,000 more than the worst toll in recent years.
So what do you make of that, and what is your recommendation? It was because people, wasn't it last year that we were told that the flu vaccine that was prepared wasn't the right one? Was that last year?
Good memory. Last year, I think there were two issues last year. There's not one type of flu virus. There's numerous different types of genetic subtypes of flu virus, and we don't get the same one every year, and it has to be predicted.
Why don't we? What happens that changes what is out there? Why are there different strains every year? What's going on in the world, the atmosphere? Why?
That's a very good question, and it's not totally understood, but there's mutations that occur, and each year it's a little bit different than the previous year, and there are just different changes in the genetics of the virus, and one seems to dominate each year. And the one that was the dominant strain last year is actually one that usually is more virulent. It does take more death than the others, but this year, last year, it was even worse. And then second issue last year, as you mentioned, the vaccine was less effective than usual. The people who have to anticipate a year in advance which virus is going to be the dominant one did not quite guess right. And therefore, the vaccine was not as effective as it usually is. It was somewhat
is it
effective.
Guessing? It's guesswork?
It's educated guess. That's correct. And usually the guess is pretty good. You know, it's not all guess. It's based on some science, but it's somewhat of an educated guess.
An educated guess. I don't know why that, with all the science that
there,
is a part
there is
of
an
medicine.
Effort. There is an effort to have a universal vaccine. It is in testing, but it's probably several years out before it will be approved, and hopefully it will be effective.
What would that be, a universal vaccine? What is
effective
that
against all
everything?
The possible flu viruses that could possibly occur.
Some that are
as far
have
we,
been
as
developed?
We know.
Right. Some that haven't been actually, they haven't been prominent yet. All right, so there it is. Get your flu shot if you think that Ken is right. Make sure your immune system, no matter what, is tuned up. You need to be taking lots of great supplements to enhance eating well as well, but the flu shot may be an option for you as well. 28 after on the Good Day Health Program. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A controversial governor has apologized, but he refuses to step down. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has apologized in a video statement for a racist and offensive costume seen on his 1984 medical school yearbook page.
I'm deeply sorry. I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust.
The photo shows a person in blackface and another in full Ku Klux Klan robes. The Democratic governor said Friday that the behavior was not in keeping with his values. Northam has faced mounting calls for his resignation, with both Democrats and Republicans saying he needs to leave office. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back to our Good Day Health Overview here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. I told you I would give you his number. All right. For a good time, call Ken at... Maybe not. It's area 352-735-1400 for Lake Cardiology. Ken's clinic in Florida. I need to go to have my hiccups.
Boo.
I don't get the hiccups very often. I got them once while I was in Peru, and I don't know where the heck they came from. And yes, that's the way to get rid of them. It's always worked for me. That and sugar has helped me as a kid.
Anything granular.
I don't get much of a problem. I don't have them as an adult. What causes hiccups? Why does one person get hiccups?
Just air moving down where it shouldn't, surprisingly. And I think a lot of the cause of hiccups we don't quite know. They can be triggered sometimes if you drink carbonated beverages, too much alcohol, eating too much. Even excitement or emotional stress, sudden changes in temperature can trigger it. Swallowing air when you're chewing gum or sucking on candy can do it. But why it actually happens, much of the physiology is still a mystery of hiccups.
A mystery, eh? All right, so we're trying to unravel some of the mysteries in the medical journals. That's what Ken does a lot. By the way, again, the number for Lake Cardiology, seriously, if you want to go see Ken, it would be a great way for you to either cap off the year. I start my year sometime in January. I'll probably be there to see you. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken's office. To go pay him a visit. 352-735-1400. The medical information program, Good Day Health. We have podcasts available of all of Ken's visits. You can find them. They're archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. That's gooddayhealthshow.com. We should stop drinking coffee. Yet again, another study about coffee. Give me a break. Will you please, every week, this is what I...
Well, this is not about stopping. It's when to drink it. This takes it to the next level.
All right, go ahead, explain.
This is about when's the best time to drink coffee, because most people, I mean, I'm not, full disclosure, I'm not a big coffee drinker. I really am not. And I know Doug isn't either. But
I don't drink any coffee.
But boy, there are some people who wake up and the first thing they think about in the morning, as soon as they get out of bed, is where's my coffee? Or maybe even in bed, where's my coffee? And that's what this story is about. It was in Taste of Home this week. It turns out, Doug, that the best time to drink coffee might not be the first thing in the morning, as most people want to do who are big coffee drinkers, but an hour after you wake up. This is because in the hour after you wake up, this is kind of interesting. Your body's production of cortisol is at one of its three daily peaks, and cortisol is the alertness hormone, which supports our fight-or-flight response. It's secreted when we're faced with stressful situations. So consuming caffeine while our bodies are already at peak cortisol production, it teaches the body, Doug, to produce less cortisol. Not only does this undermine the effect of the caffeine, it also works against cortisol's alertness effect. Perhaps even worse, it may contribute to developing a tolerance for coffee, meaning that it takes more and more just to get the same place.
Really? Huh. And how about them apples?
And to get the biggest jolt from your morning coffee, try to wait an hour after waking to consume that first cup. And then later in the day, what you want to do is you want to wait and try to get the follow-up outside of the other peak cortisol production times. This is typically between noon and 1 p.m. and between 5:50 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. This will definitely help you kick any of those afternoon lull feelings and will power you into a productive evening if you like to drink coffee.
All right, so there it is. When to drink coffee, why to drink coffee, where to drink coffee, all of those things.
To get
coffee.
Most
monster.
To get the most pounds
most
for your
benefit.
Buck.
Right, exactly. All right, here's a study from the National Institutes of Health probing the impact of heavy screen time on young brains. No surprises here. Guess what, folks? It's bad for your kids. It's bad for you. But worse for your kids because the young brains haven't been developed yet. I can do this story with my eyes closed.
Doug, we could save so much tax money if you would just get up there and announce the results. It's like playing Jeopardy for research.
There you go.
It's amazing. But yes, exactly. Mom and Dad, please listen up. Your children may benefit from this. Brain scans of adolescents who are heavy users of smartphones, tablets, and video games, they actually look different from those of less active screen users. This is preliminary results of a big NIH study that's currently ongoing. Children who reported screen daily usage of more than 7 hours showed premature thinning of the brain cortex, the outermost layer that processes information from the physical world. These kids will be followed up for 10 years. The NIH is making a big deal about cautioning about drawing too much conclusion because it's early on and they want to follow up and they don't really yet know what these findings mean and they're not totally convinced that the findings are coming from the screens. But again, an earlier study which triggered all of this interest determined that children who spend more than 2 hours on daily screen time, Doug, they score lower on thinking and language tests. Again, your kids are being guinea pigs if they spend 10 hours a day in front of screens. My recommendation is to keep it under an hour per day until we know more about this in the future.
I would think that even when you did know more about it, it's nonsense. It's such common sense, actually.
And it's amazing. The schools are handing these things out instead of books.
We've got to provide everybody with some kind of a compact tablet or something.
Yes, instead of books.
Yeah. Crazy. Do we sound like a couple of old farts? Maybe.
I don't think so. I know a lot of parents who are genuinely concerned about this. And I love technology. I'm just a little concerned about the age that you excessively expose your child to. And you want to wait till that brain forms and then enjoy the technology.
Yeah, it's really important. My daughter and I had this conversation any number of times.
How does she feel about it?
They haven't let him use or
have
one.
They're concerned. They're concerned.
Yeah, okay. Right, exactly.
Good.
And it's a tool of the trade, but there's no reason. You know, he's now in preschool and
they're handing them out instead of books.
Well, they're not doing it there. He's in a preschool that's run by UCLA where his parents both work, so they understand. Hopefully, what's going on here. And I remember, I think I've told you on the air, when I was with a lady named Hillary, she had a baby, and she and I, this was like 2005, 2006.
I remember.
Remember we had an argument about...
I remember.
A number of arguments about what to do and how not to use the television and computers as a babysitter. Because the mind, before it's 3 years old, you put them in front of the one to do some ADHD.
Exactly.
And all this other stuff.
Exactly.
Because the mind can't handle it. The neurons and the connectors or whatever the hell is up there
are not occurring and they can't concentrate.
No, they can't.
Later.
Can't make the connection. If you would like to leave a lasting impression on people, look at the situation. When you are meeting somebody, what's the first thing you look at? You look at their smile, right? With most people, that would be their answer. And a great white smile helps you in lots of different ways. It's job enhancing. If you're on a date, you want to make an impression on somebody of the opposite sex, good for your love life. Smiling. Best way to get your loved one to notice you is to whiten your teeth. Those of you who've been smoking and drinking and doing things that are unfriendly for your teeth, whether you have regular teeth or caps, crowns, veneers, whatever it is. This is the way to proven this. This is the research that's been done, which shows the power swabs work in a fabulous way every time you use them for everybody. And if you use them now, next 5 minutes, your teeth will be whiter by 2 shades and do it every week. And before you know it, couple of weeks' time, you get 6 shades, 8 shades better. It is fabulous to lift the stains off of your teeth. It doesn't cover them up, doesn't mask them. This is a whole, the concoction was put together by a doctor named Martin Ginniger, and it was sold to dentists first, and then 5 years ago, he made it available to the public. Available right now to you. This offer is not online. You can only get it by calling 800-208-1797. What am I going to give you in return for calling that number? I'm not going to give you anything. You're going to get 50% off the price of power swabs, and you're going to have the ability to clean the yucca bungas off your teeth. Call 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV, and you get it for half price. And just mention Doug if you want. Power swabs, whitening your teeth by the millions, 800-208-1797.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram fruits may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness. Meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blintz baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real.
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with milk on Instagram using hashtag LoveWhat'sReal and hashtag Sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Good day, Health. Doug Steffen here with a focus on what's being prescribed for people who have stress and related chronic pain. If you are complaining to your doctor about chronic pain, chances are the doctor will come back to you with medicine or some kind of diet or exercise advice. Unless, in case you're in Montreal, Canada, unless you're there, small cohort of doctors are prescribing visits to a local museum. The Montreal Museum of Fine Arts teamed up with a group of family doctors to launch a pilot museum prescription program that tests how access to visual art can help patients cope with mental illness, physical illness. Art therapy helps people engage with art as a means of self-inquiry. It's now being studied as a medicine for patients. One analysis concluded that it's helped breast cancer patients feel less anxious and depressed. Another study on adults who recently faced trauma found that those who participated in art therapy were less likely to exhibit trauma symptoms and depression as well. Last year, art therapy was shown to help young people quit smoking. And last month, a report concluded that art therapy can boost the self-esteem of older adults who live in long-term care facilities. Typical art therapy sessions take place in clinics, private practices, but museums provide safe places for reflection, and participants find the spaces and the artwork inspirational. Experts say you might want to start by checking out the 18th century portraits and modern art as well, since they've seen these genres evoke peace and calm in many of the therapy groups. So ask your doctor about museum visits for making you back to feeling like yourself. Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos, all right, let's focus on this study about vitamin D. The question whether vitamin D prevents cancer, increased levels of vitamin D significantly lower the occurrence of colorectal cancer. That's something we've been talking about for a long time. This is a big study, though. It's 13,000 people. But there's nothing new here. You've been talking about vitamin D for ages.
We have.
How important it is.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just reconfirming in bigger study, more people, what we know. And I still think vitamin D is important. I think if you have any questions, you should get the level done once and just make sure that you're getting adequate vitamin D. And I think nicely, I recommend a multivitamin each day, and I take one that has about 1,000 IU of vitamin D in it. And
yeah,
being in Florida, that's plenty. But this needs to be individualized for everyone. And just make sure your level's over 30.
Over 30, okay? Make sure your level is over 30. Here's something for those who are concerned about their gums. Dentists say stop sharing your toothbrush with your significant other. Sharing my toothbrush with my... If I had a significant other, I never minded sharing.
I wouldn't share it with anybody.
If you're kissing them, what the heck's the difference? Why would you worry about brushing your teeth with somebody if you're kissing them? You're sticking your tongue down their mouth. What's the difference between that and having a toothbrush down your mouth?
One is fun and one isn't, and one is required and one is optional.
Really? Okay. But the same germs are going to be exchanged, are they not?
But why take more if you don't have to?
No, I don't know about that, but... Okay, so anyway, don't...
Kiss, but don't share your toothbrush. That's my advice.
Okay. So the last thing we have here in this segment, outbreaks of salmonella in humans, but this is a thing that's coming from poultry. There have been a number of these, basic things about poultry and the sanitation, poultry-borne illnesses and diseases and stuff. I don't. As a farmer, I get exasperated with these things because it's all about the salmonella is the way they clean the poultry or treat it or don't clean it. That's all it is. You know where it comes from. You're not going to have as much of a problem, but there's a lot of this stuff around. And boil the isn't that what you're supposed to do? Boil the chicken for you.
And just be careful where you put it on the surface in the kitchen and wash your hands if you handle it wrong.
Dr. Ken!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I say good day because there's a tradition in my broadcast book of bringing people a good day, and I have a focus of that when people join me like Dr. Ken Kronos, who is here continuing to overview the sources of information every week. He studies the journals, and we come up with a number of stories. We'll put three of them together because they're is an emphasis on children in these three, starting with a focus on mothers who smoke pot. What happens to the children of mothers who smoke pot? Is this just smoking pot or smoking pot while they're pregnant with their children?
This is just smoking pot after their children are born. If mom uses pot, Doug, her kids may be more likely to try it themselves at an earlier age. Early initiation is one of the strongest predictors of the likelihood of experiencing health consequences from marijuana use. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week.
Okay, so let's follow this through a little bit. Smoking in general, my mother smoked when she was pregnant with all three of us. I have secondhand smoke issues now, as you know, being my doctor of record. So there is that. But now, there wasn't any, it was accepted, so you didn't find anybody afraid to smoke around their children. Is it the case that people who smoke marijuana do it just sort of openly around their children, or do they do it when nobody's looking?
Both.
And It is. I mean, both, I can't imagine.
And it's sad. And marijuana use among children and teens, it's linked to problems with attention, concentration, decision-making, and working memory. Young people may experience prolonged impulsivity for weeks after using the drug and reductions in IQ, anxiety, symptoms of depression, and other thinking problems that last into adulthood.
Yeah, but when you think about it, I get that. But I'm thinking about mothers. I can't imagine a mother lighting up a joint around her children. It just doesn't equate with me. But why is it any different, really, if you flash back to 60, 70, whatever, how many, 65 years ago, when I was a kid, when my mother smoked, there was no reluctance to do it. So is that where we're going with marijuana? It just seems a disconnect.
It seems that way, and it's such a disconnect to you because you don't do it. But that's where this study is reflecting, that those parents who do use it, their kids seem to start it earlier.
All right, breast milk and what it does to brain development. Listen up if you have a baby in the cooker. Maybe if you're worried about it being a preemie, this will help you relax a little bit, Ken.
Some good news. Premature babies are at risk for long-term problems with thinking and learning, Doug. The news this week, breastfeeding premature babies could boost their brain development. Helping mothers breastfeed after preterm delivery may improve long-term outcomes. This is out of the medical journal Neuroimaging this week.
So would that be the same if you were feeding the child or feeding yourself raw milk, one wonders? If you're feeding the preemie, this is after the preemie is born, obviously.
Correct.
You do breast milk. I wonder how raw milk fits into that, because breast milk is basically raw milk.
Well, let's do a study.
Yeah. All right. Who's paying for it, you or me?
Hopefully neither.
All right. Dr. Ken, and focus now on Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If you take Calitrin at bedtime, then you go right to bed, within the first hour and a half, your body goes through rejuvenation. That's what happens when you go to sleep. You got your mind in a good place. It's good for your body as well. Regrowing your body, repairing your body starts once you've been asleep for about 90 minutes. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. So if you exercise at all, remember the main ingredient here of Calitrin is collagen, which is the protein, the building block of your life. And it starts to disappear when you get older. That's why you have to supplement. That's why Calitrin is the best supplementation, because it's all natural. And the benefits, not only losing weight, because it helps you build that lean muscle, push out the fat, burn it off when you're exercising, but the benefits are also great for your joints and that sort of thing, because collagen is very important for your bone and joint health. So let's get on the bandwagon. Collagen, main ingredient in Calitrin, which you can get by going to toploss.com. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code, 10% off whatever you buy, plus the fourth bottle is free. Toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.